I'm always impressed by our worship team. They always know the songs, the pace. Touch a chord. Some days I say, almost would like Linda to take my spot and just say, yeah, what she said is pretty good. That's all I have. Today, start with something that Tim did when he spoke about missions. A little bit of a joke. So there was a pastor in the Loudonshire that was a golf fanatic. Loved it. Couldn't get enough of it, but couldn't play it on Sundays for obvious reasons. Now, this Sunday was a different Sunday. He woke up, the birds were chirping, and he couldn't help himself. So it was time for a little bit of dishonesty. Sickie. He told his elders that he just wasn't feeling the best and needed to just spend that Sunday at home. Always reluctantly, the elders said, yeah, go ahead, go home. And before they even could complete that sentence, he was out the door, headed to Kerrang Golf Club. Sure enough, beautiful day. He lines up on the first hole and just smashes it as straight, as true as he ever did in his whole life, and couldn't believe it. The pastor couldn't believe it himself. He said, this is going to be a great round of golf. Now, I don't know what the handicap, what's the record at Kerrang Golf Club? Does any know? Minus six. Going up to the last hole, he was minus five. Could not believe it. Could not believe it. As he stands there, he readies himself. The earth almost stands still. Now, up in heaven, St. Peter's watching and says, God, are you going to let this one fly? I can't believe it. This dishonest pastor, and he's having such a great game. The Lord sighs, guess not. And just then, the Reverend hits the ball. It sails the 418 yards all the way into the hole. Just in it goes. The pastor falls down, looks up, and a feeling of dread just covers his face. Lord looks over and says, what a great game. Who's he going to tell? So today's message, we are going to tell the good news that has been bestowed upon us. We'll start off with the Great Commission and continue from there. If you have your Bibles with you, please open up to Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20. For my note takers today, I only have two major points and then 3 points of application in my conclusion. Today's only a two-pager, so before you get ready, will probably be out the door. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always until the very end of the age. Today's message, we're going to share about good news. And such good news it is. Life-changing news. We'll step into Acts a little bit in Mark. Now, I don't normally like to go from here to there to here to there. I like to go one Bible verse. If you can't get it, go back and read it for yourself. But today, I'm going to bounce around. I didn't know where to start. Did I need to convince you to share God's good news? It's right there. And out of everything and every kind of denomination, that's one thing we don't argue about. We need to share God's news. We don't have to pretty it up. We don't have to change it. We need to share it. And no one argues with that at all. It does get a little bit sticky on how we do it. What is the method and who goes and who shares? And when I was thinking, these verses came to mind. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:8. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Mark 16:15. That's pretty straightforward, right? Can I just sit down and call it a day? What is there that holds us back? Now, I had a little bit of a gander, and I went to the Australian Bureau of Statistics. That blue line is people on the census marking, I am a Christian. The other two lines are the very bottom one, is other religions such as Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, and other religions. I know it was May the 4th. I think Jedi is a belief system that you can mark too. Thank you for those. And then as the rise is no religions, I assign myself to nothing. I don't believe in anything. It's amazing that 80% of Australians in 1971 said that they were Christians. We are sitting, I think, above 43% at this stage. And I think in my lifetime, Christianity will be the minority if things do not change. Things head the way that they are going. Now, there's a lot of reasons why this happens. And this comes to my first point. I think it all kind of gets bundled up with fear. And fear can look into different ways. Am I going to be judged? Is that going to put pressure on that relationship with that person that I want to share this with? I don't know what I'm going to say. I know about the love of the Lord, but it's in my heart. So I think fear rears its ugly head. Not only that, but Satan has been continually working to suppress, derail, and render the church useless. But are we alone in this? Is it just us against the world? First, in 2 Timothy, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Matthew 28:20, and I am teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. We often forget that we have a God that has gone before us, who has orchestrated that very moment to happen that very way, so the person's heart can be softened, so that the good news can pass through the veils of their eyes, so their heart to know the mind, and so that the good news can be proclaimed in their life. Now, I had a conversation with Fred about going to the dentist. And we both admitted right then and there, we don't like to go because we're afraid of the pain. We're afraid of the angst of the pain. So we don't love to go. That's not our first person that we'd like to call on a Monday morning, but it's the trust in the person, isn't it? If I trusted my dentist to be a good dentist, to cause no pain, do you think I'd go? Yes. If I didn't trust my dentist, I think he was a butcher on the side, probably not as likely. So how much trust do we put in our Lord and Savior that he will be there when we need him the most? Now, I wish I could go through the many, many different illustrations in the Old and in the New Testament where the trust was put on the line, all the way up to that very moment when they were about to go into the furnace or the lion's den, or fill in the blank, and God always showed himself true. And I think also, we sit back. I wanted to start today saying, raise your hand if you're a missionary. And I would see exactly what I just did. I'm not a missionary, I live in Kerrang. I go to work, and I go home, and I show up to church every now and again. I'm not a missionary, but you are. Please excuse my dark bits and underline. I love to do that when I get into God's Word, or when I show you guys, but anything. But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened, but in your heart revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:14. It's your job. It's my job. It's our job to share the love of the good news of Christ to those that we go through. Back in Matthew, it says, as you are going, as you go from A to B, you share the love of Christ. It's how you share the love through what you do, how you do it, and all of that. I was talking to somebody the other day, and their brother was in, not retail, when you're selling property, real estate. And they said, oh, my brother, his people don't like to work with him because he's too ethical. Too ethical. Do they say the same thing about you? Do you stand out like a sore thumb? Are you an ambassador, an alien to the places where God has put you? Do you stick out? Because when it says ambassadors, imagine going from one place all the way across the world. You have to retain that heavenly heritage that you once had, which we've never had. We've been kind of infused with that. But we are heavenly ambassadors on this earthly plane. Yet sometimes we plant our tent pegs a little bit too deep in the ground, and we forget that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are the Lord's too. And we are serving under his discretion. So, like I said, before we even start, we're nearly at the end. But Stephen, I'm not a missionary. You are an ambassador. And in 2 Corinthians 5:20 says that we should stand out. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the sin offering, so that we could be made right. We could be made right. Some days I don't feel like I'm made right. Some days I actually feel like I fell out the wrong side of the bed and hit every branch on the way down. That was upset, worried, anxious, all of those things. But God is with us. To wrap this up, how do we save this lost world? What do we do? I think when I was sitting there planning this all out, it really dawned on me, we save one person at a time. One person at a time. The Lord has always put at least one person on my heart. I hope that that's the same for you. There's one person that always comes to mind, like, if they only just heard this, or if they only just got this. I think that we should pray for that person continually, without ceasing, that you are ready to share God's good news with that person. It helps focus our mind and our hearts. And in doing that, we're ready. Also, to seek opportunities. To maybe put in leading questions. Now, people know when you're being not authentic. Oh, they're just saying that. Oh, I don't want to talk about God. But the more that you lead the conversation there, the more that they'll feel safe. The more that they know that you, that is what you are all about. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. And if you don't have that person in your life, then daily preach the gospel for yourself. Wake up in the morning. God is Lord. God died for me on the cross. I am a wretched sinner, but his love covers all of my sins. Do you tell yourself that in the mirror? Do you tell you that as you lay down in the bed when all those things are racing in your head? God is still Lord in your life. The more that you repeat the good news in your life, the more it should show. And the more that it should show, the more that it overflows. The more that it overflows, the more that you can serve the Lord in the place that you are. You are perfectly placed in Kerrang to serve God's will. Let me pray, and then I'll have Linda come up and finish up. Thank you. Heavenly Lord, the world says that we are stardust and ancestors of pond scum. You have fearfully placed every atom in our body. You have died for us, and you rose again for us. You conquered death. Allow us to rediscover the joy of that love. Help us to seek you each morning and each night. Help us share your good news with our coworkers, with the lost people of this world, with our family. Allow you to go before us. Lord, be greater in our lives. In your precious and holy name, amen. Thank you.